Welcome to There Is Hope, a program dedicated to getting those trapped in addiction on the road to recovery and living clean and sober life. Opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station, and any advice or counsel given is provided for informational purposes only. Your host for There Is Hope is the most vulnerable talk show host on Seattle radio, Richard Dover.
Well, good evening to our listeners. Yes, this There Is Hope is a radio show. We talk about addictions and recovery. We cover the topics of alcohol, drugs, pornography, gambling, codependency, eating disorders, obsessive compulsive behavior, whatever it may be that's an addiction, that maybe it's in your life or someone you know. We're here to give you hope, to let you know that there is a way out of it. Each week we have guests on the show that share their own story of how they've struggled with areas in these areas and how they've gotten help. We also at times have counselors and individuals who work with others that are struggling. We want you to know you can get help, that if you go to our website, thereishoperadio.org, that's thereishoperadio.org, we have information. Well, I'm excited to say today we're going to have Dr. Jans from the center is going to be on the air. The center is one of our sponsors that is on here on a regular basis. And so I believe Dr. Jans is on the line. Dr. Jans, are you there?
It is good to be with you. Hi, Richard.
Hi there. So glad to have you on the show tonight.
Hey, what a beautiful night to be doing this.
Yeah, and I'm looking out the window, and I can see Seattle. I can see the lake and the ocean and everything. It's wonderful out here.
Oh, you're in a good spot.
I'm in a good spot. So why don't you take just a moment to share what the center is, who you are, and then we're going to get into the topic of eating disorders and really sharing some insight that can help individuals.
Sure. Well, you know what? They went to Mercy Ministries, which is a great place. I can't say enough good about Mercy Ministries. We're here in Seattle. This is our 26th year come August, and we're a whole person, Christian-based, faith-based facility that treats. We first started with eating disorders. And actually, my very first book was on eating disorders.
And you still have that book out. I don't know how many revisions you have of that now.
You know what? There's a new revision coming out, the fourth revision that's coming out actually in September.
Wow. And so, we're going to talk a little bit later on. I had a couple of questions I had that was out of that book, so we'll talk about that in just a moment.
And, you know, Rich, we are just grateful to be here and to be able to be. We have a component that is a residential program where people come, literally from all over, as well as, of course, right here in Seattle. And sometimes eating disorders are so kind of cunning and baffling and severe that you got to get out of your normal environment to kind of regroup.
Yeah. And I want to say something about what you do there, because you have your intensive counseling program, which it can be 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, I think even longer than that individuals can go to. And normally when it comes to something like eating disorders or, you know, a strong alcohol addiction, whatever it may be, a strong addiction, I have treatment centers that we get individuals that come out after 30 days, come out of clean and sober housing, and they do great. But to be honest, many times just this 30 days is not enough for somebody that's really struggling with areas.
Well, I know from what you do, and you know that sometimes we've got to kind of plug into a community of hope and support and accountability.
Right, exactly. Well, I want to share something with you. I know you couldn't say much the last time. By the way, Dr. Jans was on the show a couple months ago, and you can hear all of our shows by going to thereishoperadio.org. That's thereishoperadio.org, and you can go to our podcast, and you can hear more about Dr. Jans and how he really got into the eating disorder, working with eating disorders and other addictions. But we had Josh on the show, and I'd mentioned to you, and he had gone through the center. You couldn't say much, I'm sure, confidentiality, but Josh has been on the intervention show on Arts and Entertainment, and he went through the center. He was at the center, I believe, for 3 months. Josh is a resident at Fairhaven House, and Josh was actually on the air a couple of weeks ago, twice.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
We had him on the show 2 weeks in a row, and I can't say enough about how I see programs like the center have when you're treating the whole person, when you're really addressing the relationship issue, the mental, emotional issues, physical, spiritual, all the different areas of a person's life, how it makes a difference. And Josh, I think, just turned 21, if I remember right. And he, at 21, now he certainly has his struggles, and his addiction was alcohol.
Yeah.
But Josh is so much more mature than many that I have worked with at such a young age, and it's mainly because when he started working on his issues, he was covering every area of his life. And there were some things, when I'll be honest, when he came in the center, he did not, he said it on the air. He really didn't care about God, didn't know if there was a God. It was, you know, maybe there was a God, but it wasn't a big issue to him because he was too busy drinking to care about anything spiritually. And that's normally the case. He wants to think about things spiritually if you're going around doing your thing. But one of the things he said is he was welcomed in this center, and, you know, you're a faith-based program, but you don't force Christianity on individuals that go there. So can you just speak just a moment of that? Because some are listening and saying, oh, boy, here we go, Christian program. They're going to tell me I have to accept Jesus, and I have to do this and that in order for me to get help.
Well, we are faith-based. We know that really the ultimate, our ultimate healing comes from our a relationship with Christ. But you know what? We want to be a safe place for people to come and just experience, you know, love and acceptance. And, you know, I think about, oh, Josh, how incredible. And when you're in your addiction, you don't really care about much else.
Yeah.
So, really, we want to, you know, I guess I'd say do as Christ did and love and accept. But that doesn't mean we accept the behavior or you know, the disorder or the addiction.
Right. And I think that, you know, and we wouldn't say, neither one of us would say if there's counselors and individuals that are working with people that it may not be faith-based, it doesn't mean they don't love, they don't accept, they don't care. They wouldn't be in the counseling business if they didn't. But I think one of the factors is when that caring is being led by the Spirit of God. And I think there's something unique about that. I know for us in a recovery house that if we didn't have the Spirit of God in our lives, there's no way that we really could do what we're doing because, you know, you're working with people who have a lot of issues and you really need the Lord in the midst of that to help you to be able to know how to work with individuals.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when we pray for discernment on how to help and what is the person's needs and, you know, there's always a missing piece. A person may have developed an addiction because of feeling unloved or an emotional abuse or something happened, or you grew up in a family where there was, you know, an eating disorder or addiction or dieting. It's not about blaming the past, but sometimes, you know, there's always a missing piece. Why did I start this?
Yeah, and invariably that's the case, and I think one of the things that is very good when people are getting counseling and working through issues is to realize many are trying to bury that past. And then some are living in the past.
Yes.
And then what you're really trying to do, any good counselor, is helping people to not hide from the past, to face the past, deal with that past, and then move beyond it.
Yes, that's right on. Yes.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead here in our next segment. I want to talk a little bit. Dr. Jans has written two books that I wanted to cover today. I don't know how many books you've written now, but he has two that I want to specifically pull some segments from. One is Hope, Help, and Healing for Eating Disorders. And that was your first book, right?
That was my very first book. My goodness.
And it's still, again, like we
still
said, it's been going and going and going.
Yeah.
But we're going to cover a couple of chapters in that book that talk about eating disorders. And then we're also going to talk about some topics that's out of the book Let Go, Let God. It's actually a PDF e-book that's available for individuals. In fact, we're offering it for free for any type of donation. But it has some concepts in it I wanted to cover too. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go to a break.
We'll be back with more There Is Hope with Richard Dover after this. The Center has offered hope and healing for over 26 years. Discover freedom from anxiety and depression, from binge eating and other food struggles. Find peace in place of fear. Have a life without secret addictions. The Center features individualized whole person care. Click on aplaceofhope.com for more information or for a no-cost consultation, call the Center toll-free, 888-771-5166. That's 888-771-5166.
Welcome back to There Is Hope Radio. This is Richard Dover, the host of the show. We have Dr. Jans as our guest today. He is the founder of the Center. We're so glad to have him here. And what I wanted to do again is we're going to talk about two books that he has. One of the things I wanted to mention is Again, if you would like to make a donation to There's Hope Radio, you can do that in any donation amount. You can get for free his book, Let Go, Let God. We have many other resources that are available for those who donate. Again, if you'd like to call into the show, you have a question for Dr. Janz, you can call in at 1-800-955-8200. That's 1-800-955-8200. And I also wanted to mention that if you're uncomfortable being on the air, but you have a question, you can email us now. So if you'd like to email us with your question, then we can go ahead and read your question over the air just to help you to have more privacy. You can email us at program@thereishoperadio.org. That's program@thereishoperadio.org. Well, Dr. Janz.
Yes.
On your book, Hope, Help, and Healing for Eating Disorders, there's something that you mentioned, and they have a title that's called The Hidden Shadow of Abuse.
Yes.
Now, you have a strong belief that many times that eating disorders can be based upon or the root cause can come from abuse, and you're talking about different areas of abuse. Why don't you share a little bit about that, and what do you see? Is it very common? I know that when Danielle and Brandy shared last week, they mentioned right off the bat that their eating disorders, they believe, came from a lot of the abuse that they had.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, one of the things that happens, and sometimes, you know, there's two forms of abuse. There's deliberate abuse, if it was sexual abuse or physical abuse, that's deliberate. But there's a type of abuse that could be emotional, and you grew up in a family where there was unmet emotional needs, there was a lot of hurt, and that type of situation, sometimes just, it's, you know, you had parents that loved you, but the situation was unhealthy. I think of a gal that I once worked with, and she said, you know, when I was a little girl, my dad said, you were a chubby baby. You're always going to be chubby. And she carried that as an injury that something was wrong with her. Now, was she chubby? Did she really have? No, she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But that imprinted in her heart a message that there was something wrong with her. And I think if you have an eating disorder, whether it's, you know, self-starvation, binge eating, secret eating, even, you know, we see a lot more people, they're binge eating at night secretly, and whatever the form of eating disorder it might be, you're doing it for a reason. And sometimes it's to bring comfort in your life, sometimes it's to help numb out pain. And sometimes we don't know why we're doing it, but it originated somewhere.
Right, it originated somewhere. Somehow, you know, it's the same that sometimes with alcohol and drugs, because obviously, especially if you're young, it's illegal, and so you know when you're doing something illegal or not. And with an eating disorder, it could be something that you learn at a very early age that, man, when you get that box of cookies, you seem feel a little bit better afterwards. And then it goes from there, right?
That's very good, Rich, and you have a good understanding of this. And one of the things that we see is, food was our first source of comfort. We had food, you know, and sometimes some of us grew up in a home, if you fell down and scratched your knee, you know, your mom gave you an ice cream cone.
Yeah, there you go.
And now you're 32, 42, or 52, and you have a bad day at work.
And you give yourself a gallon of ice cream. No.
Well, yeah, that's what happens. Exactly.
Well, we won't talk about ice cream because I always joke on the air that I don't have any addictions, but don't touch my ice cream. So
okay,
we have to move on here.
All right. I get it.
Now, another thing is that you had down the price of anger.
Yeah.
And so you believe that anger can be another issue related to ED. And I know, and I've talked to individuals, they'll get angry if I bring up the issue of anger. So, because a lot of times the anger, you know, is more passive aggressive, so they don't even necessarily see them as an angry person because they have the passive aggressive behavior. But how do you see anger playing into eating disorders?
Well, I interchange the word hurt with anger. If you've been hurt, you know, a lot of times it comes out in the form of anger. And so I really do see an angry person with an eating disorder as a very hurt person. So I kind of put on a different set of glasses and look at it a little bit differently. And, you know, sometimes we feel like we're the target of their anger, and maybe we are, but we need to remember we're not the source. So, you know, it's difficult. And I hear this. If you're in a marriage or a relationship and you have a spouse with an eating disorder, you may get a lot of spillover. And it feels like it's all about you, but you know what? that hurt and that anger, which is hurt, is just spilling out over you. You're probably not the reason for it.
You know, I think it's good that you shared that for those who are listening that maybe has a spouse or a friend that has an eating disorder. And it may seem that there's a lot of anger, again, that is directed towards you. And I guess we should say, even if it isn't an eating disorder, that it doesn't, the anger isn't justified. If somebody has anger and they're doing things that are wrong, it's not justifiable. But
that's
like
right,
what you say
right.
is a lot of times the anger is just showing there's hurt and the person hasn't learned a healthy way to deal with that hurt. And if it's been hurt from years and years ago, it just carries on with them until they work through that.
Exactly. You know, a classic example of this that's in the news right now is Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
This guy is so hurt. He's so over the edge. He is so wrong in what he's doing with his anger. Now, were there things that happened? Yes. Is his response healthy and appropriate? Of course not.
Yeah, right, right. You know, it's funny you brought that up because last week at the end of the show, I talked a little bit because I'm the most vulnerable talk show host on radio in Seattle, so I try to be vulnerable with the audience at times. And I had mentioned that with Mel Gibson that it was hard for me when I started hearing the audio because
it took me
back to where I was. Because at one time I was absolutely a rageaholic, even as a Christian I had. And you know what? There is a roots. I was mad at myself, angry at myself. I hated for who I was. You know, the struggles that I was having, I couldn't get the victory over, and I would lash out at myself with the depression and suicidal thoughts and all of that, but then I would lash out at the very ones I loved. And so when I hear it, I mean, I don't justify my behavior whatsoever. I don't justify Mel Gibson's behavior whatsoever. I think he has even more of an obligation to get help. He's a public figure and all of that. But
absolutely.
But I also could take, I could look at both sides. I could look at the, you know, the victims of a person who has rage, but also be able to say, you know, the wounding that's in a person that has rage also. And again, we need to clarify all of these. It never justifies, you know, inappropriate behavior, but to at least be able to understand it more to help an individual.
That's right. That's right. You said it so well.
Now, there's another chapter in the book, in Hope, Help, and Healing for Eating Disorders. By the way, we should mention the website, and you can get this book on Dr. Jan's website. If you go to aplaceofhope.com, that's aplaceofhope.com, you can find all about the center. You can learn about all the variety of books and materials that they offer. There's an online store where you can get the book, Hope, Help, and Healing for Eating Disorders. You can get Let It Go, Let It God, and a variety of other items that's there on the website. But again, you have another one that says The Dance of Fear, Guilt, and Shame. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave people hanging. We're going to go ahead and go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the dance of fear, guilt, and shame, and then I'm going to jump right into your book, Let Go and Let God, that talks about transformation. If you'd like to give us a call, it's 1-800-955-8200, 1-800-955-8200. Email us, program@thereishoperadio.org.
Time to take a break. We'll be back with more There Is Hope with Richard Dover after this on 820 AM KGNW. Are you looking for a clean and sober living arrangement without the drama? How about clean and sober housing that actually does not have alcohol and drugs? You know what we mean. Can you use some help in your recovery? A place where people care about you more than just collecting rent payments? If so, Fairhaven House may be the place for you. Fairhaven House is a faith-based, clean and sober housing and discipleship program. Check them out at fairhavenhouse.info. That's fairhavenhouse.info. The Center has offered hope and healing for over 26 years. Discover freedom from anxiety and depression, from binge eating and other food struggles. Find peace in place of fear. Have a life without secret addictions. The Center features individualized whole person care. Click on aplaceofhope.com for more information or for a no-cost consultation, call the Center toll-free, 888-771-5166. That's 888-771-5166.
Welcome back to There's Hope. This is your radio host, Richard Dover, with Dr. Jans from the Center. And we were talking about a topic from the Hope, Help, and Healing for Eating Disorders. And there's one chapter that says The Dance of Fear, Guilt, and Shame. So, Dr. Janz, when we talk about an eating disorder, how do you feel fear, guilt, and shame come into play?
Oh, you know what?
And you said the dance.
The dance, because I think we shift between different feelings and different emotions and different experiences. You know, we were afraid of getting well. We're afraid of letting go of the eating disorder or any addiction. We don't know how we're going to live, what we're going to be like. And then I think there's so much guilt and shame. Shame means I'm defective. Something must be terribly wrong with me. And having that shame sometimes really keeps us from getting help. And we feel defective. We feel like, oh, God doesn't love me. Other people can't love me. There's something seriously wrong with me. You know, why can't I recover? And so there's a real shift between these different emotions.
Now, you say a shift. So, again, most likely then an individual is struggling with an eating disorder, and, again, probably many other addictions, that it is, they're not necessarily always in fear, always in guilt and shame, but it kind of bounces back and forth probably what is going on at the moment in their life and just what they're thinking and dwelling on and focusing on what's in their head at the moment.
That's right. That's right. And there's a lot of confusion. Let's go, well, you know, does God love me? Am I worthy? Who am I without this eating disorder? I've been anorexic or bulimic or I've been whatever for all these years. And it's like letting go of that feels like you're letting go of a part of your identity.
I know that my ex-wife, she had an eating disorder, was compulsive overeating, and I remember, but I believe around 200 pounds overweight, so obviously she had some real issues there. And I remember one time she shared with me that one of her biggest struggles was that when she would start to lose weight, she would look in the mirror, and then she would look and say, I'm looking, starting to look better. I'm looking, quote, sexier. And her issue was the fact that she was sexually abused when she was younger. She was married to a gentleman who was actually swapping and doing, you know, wife swapping, all these kind of things. And so for her, part of it was, is if I'm way overweight, then maybe men won't be attracted to me. And I know you've had to see that before. And then, you know, again, somehow she's punishing herself for the fact that all that went on, and so there's the guilt and the shame that went on, and it all just kind of bounces all over the place.
Yes, that's right. And the guilt and the shame, it's like it paralyzes me. It's like I can't get help, and the fear. So one of the things that we like to do with people is, okay, you know what? That, you know, really in some ways it's the enemy keeping you from doing what you need to do.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I it's funny that you said that because I was going to share a story with you, and it ties in. You said it's the enemy. What is it again? The enemy's interfering with what God's wanting to do?
What you need to do to get well, because the goal is to keep you in bondage to this illness.
Okay, so fear, guilt, and shame, you would say, is factors that keep you in bondage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a Christian lady that we have gone around in circles many times because she actually believes guilt and shame is good. Mm. And she says that guilt and shame will keep you on track and it'll keep you humble. And I told her, well, I hate to tell you, but guilt and shame is what almost took my life, because it was the guilt and shame that brought me into being suicidal for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And I don't know how a person can look at guilt. I mean, I understand guilt in the sense of legitimate guilt. I rob a bank, I should feel guilty. Okay,
right.
That's legitimate guilt that you should have. There's remorse. You should have remorse if you harm somebody. But guilt and shame do not change us except make us worse. Would that be what you feel?
Oh, you know what? So there is appropriate guilt, just as you mentioned, means, you know what, I've done something wrong and I feel bad about it. I need to correct it, which usually means I need to go to somebody and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I really goofed.
And move on.
And then you can go on from there. But there's a false guilt that keeps you paralyzed, that makes you feel shameful, that there's something really wrong with you. And, you know, like an eating disorder, you know, a couple of days go by and you say, you know what, I'm never going to do that again. But, you know, a few days go by and you're back in the cycle and you feel shame. There's something terribly wrong with me. Nobody can love me because I keep going back to this. And that's a big lie. That's false guilt.
Right, that's false guilt. Well, then I want to jump in into your book, Let Go, Let God, because there was a chapter that ties right into this fear of guilt and shame. It's titled Transformation, and it says, I will let go and let God transform me.
Mm.
And I want to read a little intro that was on that chapter that I thought was very good and tied in with just what we're talking about. It says, "The negative emotions of anger, fear, guilt, blame, and shame do more damage to us emotionally. They also damage us physically. The stress they cause robs us of vitality and physical well-being." Well, God understands, and that would especially apply to eating disorders.
Oh, yes.
Well, while God understands we live in a fallen world, He wants us to stay focused on the positive gifts He gives, the fruit of His Spirit, available even within difficult circumstances. The good news is that laughter, joy, gratitude, and contentment can heal the spirit, the mind, and the body. I mean, that's powerful. And again, the title is Transformation. So what you're really talking about in that chapter is that God wants to transform us. He wants to change us, mold us, and shape us more into His image and be able to, again, have the what we would call as Christians the fruit of the Spirit, which is just joy, patience, self-control, long-suffering, all those type of things. So can you just talk a little bit about how a person's life can be transformed, that a person who maybe is destroying their body, they've messed up their hormones in their body, and so you know what happens, their metabolism gets all messed up. Those with anorexia and get into starvation, I mean, it can be destroyed. I mean, you can die from it. But how can God transform? Can really God take somebody who looks in the mirror, they weigh 60 pounds, and they think they're overweight? Can He transform them?
Well, that's what God does. He's in the transforming business, and He restores the years of the locusts as were promised. And one of the things that I have seen over and over is people that feel like, oh, I've wasted all this time. I can never be, you know, God doesn't love me. I'd never be used. But actually what happens is you're used mightily. When you recover, man, your story helps so many people, and your healing is a healing that helps people know that there's hope, and God does redeem the years.
Amen.
I really believe that. I mean, I've seen it.
I was going to say, you more than believe it, you've seen it. Now, there's always the negative stories. There's always those who get caught in any kind of addiction that, whatever reason, they just don't make it, they just don't get it, they don't click, whatever it may be. But there are those who make it. You know, I know Dr. Jansen because I took care of his website for years, and I mean, I sound like maybe I'm an eating disorder expert. I don't know. I'm not the expert, but I certainly don't know a lot after doing the website. But
yes, you do. You know a lot.
But out of it is that I've seen the stories. I've read the testimonies. I've typed the testimonies up over and over and over again of individuals whose lives have been transformed, that God has made a difference in a person's life. And I think you and I would both agree that really is how much a person, again, they may start out like a Josh who goes into a treatment center not believing really anything about God, has no idea what the Bible says, has no spiritual intuition, insight, or anything, but wants to get help. And Josh has grasped hold of some concepts that, you know, he's not the most, quote, spiritual man there is. I don't know if I want the most spiritual men in my recovery program because normally they cause problems, but... the individuals that get changed, and you and I both would agree that it really has to be a place, someplace, you have to take care of the spiritual side.
You do, and you know what? Long-term recovery, people will say over and over, you know what? They'll say, you know, it's the spiritual side that really kept me going, that helped me make it. It was my faith that helped me make it. And that is ultimately what it was. It really is.
Because the reality with any addiction, the reason we're in the addiction is because it's been us. It's all about us and all that we can do, can't do, and you move beyond that to go into the next level.
It's so much bigger than what we are. Absolutely.
Well, we have one more segment here that we want to talk about, and we're gonna close with, well, I know, Jeremiah. You love a verse in Jeremiah we're going to have people be thinking about. What verse could be in Jeremiah that Dr. Jans loves to talk about? And that's what we're going to do with our last segment with you, is talk about that. I want to let our listeners know again, if you have any question for Dr. Jans, I encourage you, be bold enough to call. You can give an alias name. You don't have to give your real name. But if you have a question, a comment in regards to eating disorders or any other addiction, you can give a call at 1-800-955-8200. That's 1-800-955-8200. If you want to be more private, you can email us, program@thereishoperadio.org. That's program@thereishoperadio.org. Shoot off an email to us. We love to answer any questions that you have. And I'm so glad, again, Dr. Jans, that we're able to take this time and really talk with the individuals. I'm hoping somebody will give a call.
More There Is Hope coming up with host Richard Dover on 8. The Center has offered hope and healing for over 26 years. Discover freedom from anxiety and depression, from binge eating and other food struggles. Find peace in place of fear. Have a life without secret addictions. The Center features individualized whole person care. Click on aplaceofhope.com for more information or for a no-cost consultation, call the Center toll-free, 888-771-5166. That's 888-771-5166.
Well, welcome back to There Is Hope. We're with Dr. Jens from the Center. If you'd like to learn more about the Center, you can go to go to www.aplaceofhope.com. That's www.aplaceofhope.com. Also wanted to mention to you that if you like the information we're sharing, it's covered in two of his books, Hope, Help, and Healing for Eating Disorders, and Let Go, Let God. If you want to make a donation to this ministry to keep us on the air, we're in a few moments we're going to be talking about we do need your help to keep us on the air. But you can get Let Go, Let God. It's an ebook. You can get it for free by making any type of donation. You can go to our website, thereishoperadio.org, and just click on donations. It provides all the information there for you. Again, that's thereishoperadio.org. Well, Dr. Jens, I know you have a favorite verse that you use all the time. What is that verse that's in Jeremiah?
Well, it's Jeremiah 29:11. It says that you will have a future and a hope, and that God's future for us is not to for harmful things, but it's a future that is good. It's God-ordained. And I was thinking about Jeremiah when, if you read the book of Jeremiah, he lost everything. He lost the city he loved. He lost people he loved. And he was still faithful. He was still faithful. And he was, in many ways, not only redeemed, but the proof is you do have a future and a hope. And you may be struggling. I was thinking about, I have a gal, must be 65. She struggled with eating disorder for over 40-some years. And here she is. My goodness. Do I have any kind of future? I'm 62. I've struggled all these years. And can God still use me? Is my time up? And you know what? Today, she is leading groups. She is speaking powerful words into people's lives. God not only redeemed the time, but he is using her as a voice of future and hope. And it doesn't matter how long you struggle or how secret it's all been.
Right.
There is hope.
There is hope. I want to read something from the book again, Let Go, Let God. It's a vision. I will let go and let God give me a hope and a future. And it says, healing opens the door to hope. When we are crushed under a load of suffering and pain, our vision collapses. We can barely see one step in front of us, let alone a future.
Yeah.
God promises us both.
In this chapter,
you'll be strengthened in the knowledge that God has big plans for you. No matter the pain in your life, God is able to provide you with the vision of his future for you, full of hope. Now, some hearing that, you'll say, well, that applies to Susie, Jimmy, everybody but me. And the others would say, you just don't, again, know my story, just like you talked about the woman who struggled for years and years. And they say, don't give me no false hope. I've had false hope so many times and it's failed. What would you say to that person that, you know, they're struggling right now when they listen to us? We're sounding excited. We sound like we believe that God can do things in people's lives. And they're still wondering how it can happen for them.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that, Rich. There is a time and season where you can bring about, and you've got to be faithful and stay with it. But God will redeem those years. And the guilt and shame is, it's old lies. It's lies. I mean, it is lies. And look, do whatever it takes to get well. You'll never regret it. You will regret if you don't do anything. If you stay in the secrecy of the eating, the secrecy of the food addiction, the secrecy of being focused on yourself, the secrecy of not living the life that God has called you to, yeah, there's regret. But you know what? Now's the time. Now, you know, just the name of your radio program, now is the time for hope.
Yeah.
You can do it now.
And I wanted to just to address that. For some, the reason that you haven't had hope, This is going to be a hard part for you to hear, but it's out of Romans. And it talks about the fact, in order to get hope, you have to go through some things. It seems kind of strange. But one of the things it talks about is you have to go through trials and tribulations, some suffering and pain.
Yes.
And then it says that, I'm not sure if I have the order right now, but then it talks about the fact that out of that you get patience, and then out of that you get character, and then you get hope.
Yeah.
And the key is too many people give up too quickly, and that's why they have no hope, because they've never had any success in their life. They're right at that edge of getting a victory over something in their life. It may be something small, maybe something little. I'm gonna go from 20 cigarettes a day to 2 cigarettes a day. Well, that's a process, and they get down to 5 cigarettes and they give up. When they could have just gone another 3 cigarettes and down, and they would have arrived at that one goal that they had. And what happens, if we will stick it out, it says that it builds character in us. And the only way character comes is some refining, and there's got to be sometimes some suffering and pain, and man, I got to deal with some of these things in my life I've never want to dealt with. But again, you and I both have worked with individuals. I do it more on the side of after somebody's gone to treatment, and we're just trying to help them to continue to stay focused and work the steps, the 12 steps in their life, be able to really trust God in their life. And so with their clean and sober housing, we're working with individuals that hopefully have at least got themselves sober before we see them. You see them in all kinds of variety of stages.
Yeah.
And what I've seen is those who will just stick it out. Just stick it out and be patient with the process of recovery, they make it.
They do. They do make it. And you know what? Sometimes it takes many tries, but you can make it.
Yeah, many tries. I don't know the statistics now, but at one time when I used to do street ministry, worked with a lot of heroin addicts, one of the statistics out there is a heroin addict has to go through 7 treatments before they get it, where they finally figure it out and get the set free from it. And I just tell guys, if you're number 5, hopefully you get it. But if it takes you 2 more, if it takes you 4 more, keep trying, keep going back, keep going to treatment, because if you're sincere about getting set free, you will get set free. Now, I personally believe it can happen one time if you'll just apply the principles. If you go to Dr. Jan's, the center there, they're certainly going to do their best to help you that, you can be, I just think about Josh, you can be a young man.
Yeah.
That grew up in an alcoholic home, who started drinking at 9 years old, that lived with his mom, who's an alcoholic. She went to treatment someplace else in California.
Yeah.
And 3 months later, she's relapsed. She's using again, trying to get him to take her to liquor stores and everything else. He's 20. She's whatever she is, 45. He's gotten it at 20. He's figured it out. And it can happen that way. You can be a young person who just, you decide to change, and it can happen. Well, Dr. Jans, I want to thank you very much for being on the air. We're going to go ahead and go to the next segment. And again, if you want to learn more about the center, it's aplaceofhope.com, aplaceofhope.com. Thank you, Dr. Jans.
Thank you, Rich.
Bye now.
We'll be back with more There Is Hope with Richard Dover after this. The Center has offered hope and healing for over 26 years. Discover freedom from anxiety and depression, from binge eating and other food struggles. Find peace in place of fear. Have a life without secret addictions. The Center features individualized whole person care. Click on aplaceofhope.com for more information, or for a no-cost consultation, call the Center toll-free, 888-771-5166. That's 888-771-5166.
Thank you for listening, and there is hope.
You've been listening to There Is Hope, a program dedicated to getting those trapped in addiction on the road to recovery and living clean and sober lives. The opinions expressed on the preceding program were not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of this station, and any advice or counsel given was provided for informational purposes only. For more information on what you've heard about today, click on thereishoperadio.org. That's thereishoperadio.org.